Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We give so much honor to our God today. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for today is staying power is a prerequisite. Staying power is a prerequisite. And our scripture comes from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern here on Morning Motivation. You can call in to 333-870-4180 or tune in online from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's FeeldTheFire.com. But if you can't tune in live, follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you do that by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. Text the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. All of this information, more about me, the ability to contact me, as well as your prior Morning Motivation podcast, which you may have missed, is available on the website at feeldthefire.com. That's FeeldTheFire.com. Let's go to Galatians 6, chapter 9, reading from the KJV. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now listen to that again, brothers and sisters. I'm going to personalize it to you. And let you not be weary, tired, exasperated, frustrated in well-doing, doing what God requires. Living right, righteous response, doing things ethically. For in due season, in appointed time, God's timing, you shall reap mandatorily. You will receive it. What shall you reap? The benefits of your labor, the blessings. If, there's a condition there. This is conditional. If I faint not, if we don't give up. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Staying power is a prerequisite. So many times in our lives, we encounter trials and tribulations, especially in situations wherein we have invested our best selves, or sometimes, you know, what we consider the best years of our lives, or we have gone above and beyond, way out of our way to help others. And we get to a point where we're just tired. We're tired of doing well. We're tired of doing good. We're tired of helping people, who don't deserve it or who don't appreciate it, only to continuously have to deal with them not only not appreciating us, but sometimes backstabbing us, gossiping about us, you know, trampling the blessings and the sacrifices which we have made for them underfoot. We get weary. We get tired. There are other times that, these, you know, this type of response hurts even more because the people whom you've helped are maybe your family members. You know, and it's someone out in the streets, it hurts as well. But when it's your family or someone whom you love and they don't appreciate what you've done or they trample it or they're quick to just forget, you know, all that you've done to help, then that stabs you even more so. And you get weary. You get tired. And we just begin to say, you know what, that's it. I'm not going to help anyone else. I'm not going to do anything for anyone else. I know, being an attorney, I have encountered this feeling many times because there are so many clients that I have helped at almost pro bono rates because they couldn't afford representation otherwise. But I've come in and I've helped them, and I've prevailed for them, only to see that the people you help the most are not only the least appreciative, but the most demanding. They want more of your time than the people who are actually paying full value for your time. And so it's easy to grow weary. I'm sure you've seen this if you are a leader in church or even with your children or maybe your spouse in your own home. You keep giving and giving and giving. It's like all of the virtue and strength is going out of you, and nobody's pouring back into you. So you just get tired. But in Galatians 6 and 9, the Word told us today, look, there is a reward for your labor. There is a reward for you to reap for your sacrifice. So this is not the time to lose sight of who you are in God, and not only not to lose sight of who you are in God, but don't lose sight of who God is in you. Don't grow weary in doing good, because at the appointed time for you, in due time, you will reap a harvest. You will see the glory of what you've invested come through. This ought to be such an encouraging and empowering word, because some of us may have sold into our children only to see them at this point in life having gone astray or, you know, living beneath their blessings and privilege. And so you get tired or weary of constantly bailing them out or doing well or praying for them and interceding and fasting. But God's word is true. There are no lies in his word. So when the Bible said don't grow weary, because at the appointed time you will see the victory come through for your children, if you won't faint, then it must be true. At the appointed time you will see the victory come through in your marriage, it must be true. At the appointed time, the due season, you shall reap of all your labor. You'll see the weight come off from all the exercise you've been doing. You'll see your health get better because you've been following the doctor's instructions. You will see your finances increase because you've been budgeting better. You've been working more without sacrificing quality time with God and your family. You are doing all of these things, and in your due season, at your appointed time, sometimes when you least expect it, God sends the harvest. God causes you to reap, because as long as you did not faint, as long as you did not give up, as long as you had staying power, it says you got to reap. This is why staying power is a prerequisite to reaping. You must have some fortitude about you in your faith, your belief, your confessions, your declarations regarding not only the ability of God to cause the harvest to come, but that he will cause it to come. Staying power. Staying power is what gives you a second wind when you're just about to give up. staying power is what allows you to rise up and overcome your weariness, your frustration, your exasperation, and your doubt. Because staying power reminds you of who God is, what God has already done, how God has already blessed you, how God has already brought into the natural realm the impossible into your realm of possibility. Staying power is what gets on the inside of you and makes you say, though you slay me, God, yet will I trust in you. Staying power is what makes you understand that without sustained faith, it is impossible to please God. Staying power makes you praise him. Staying power makes you shout. Staying power makes you smile. Staying power makes you dance in the midst of your adversaries, trials, tribulations, and dilemmas, because staying power is a prerequisite to reaping your harvest from God. You must have staying power. You must have some supernatural faith. You gotta believe that God is not a man that he should lie. Staying power is a prerequisite. Come on, we gotta get ready to go into prayer. This is only 15 minutes. Hallelujah. Glory. Say, I have staying power. Say it again, brothers and sisters. I have staying power. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just glorify you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you, Father. You are such a mighty good God. We can't do anything but just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We have faith this morning. We have faith this afternoon. We have faith in the evening and in the midnight hour. God, that you are going to cause us to reap blessings, to reap the harvest, if we faint not, if we won't give up, if we won't get bogged down in doubt, you, Father, are going to come in our due season, our appointed time. Sometimes when we least expect it, you're going to send down the latter rain. You're going to open up the windows of heaven. You're going to bless us coming in and bless us going out. We're going to be overrun with blessings, overrun with joy and peace and goodness, overrun with mercy and faith and temperance, overrun with the blessings of the Lord. Goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. If we will faint not, we will reap the harvest. We will reap the harvest. So now, Father, we speak divine faith into our spirits. We speak staying power into our minds, that we are not those who will give up. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and just praise him for your staying power. I'm going to do the altar call, and then I'll end with our tag. But keep on praising God. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord and welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're in church, Bible study, Sunday school. Make sure you don't miss morning motivation. This is part of your daily devotion with the Lord. Go to the website, fieldyfire.com, to get that information, to make sure you follow me. Text MM to 33222. Now, our topic for today is staying power is a prerequisite. Your task for today is, no matter how bad it gets, don't grow weary in well-doing. You're going to reap. Stay in power. See you in the morning.